Ketchikan's school board got another earful from the public at its last meeting, this time largely from teachers and staff members worried about their health as Ketchikan heads towards fully reopening schools. At the end of July, the school board voted to reject the superintendent's recommendation to start the year with a hybrid of in-person and distance learning. That means they'll start the year with a traditional 5-day school week with butts in seats. The superintendent's hybrid pandemic preparedness plan will remain on the shelf as a contingency in the event of a wider coronavirus outbreak. A dozen or so teachers gathered outside before the meeting started. Teachers union leader Gara Sosewski was one of them.
So these teachers have gathered to show that we do support the safety measures that our superintendent is going to propose tonight, and we're really hanging tough together to try and promote the social distancing.
And that they did. More than 24 people spoke for a total of more than 2 hours. Many asked the board to restore safety measures outlined in the plan the board set aside at its last meeting. Several teachers pointed to one key safety measure in particular, extra space to spread students out. School administrators floated leasing off-site spaces like churches for extra classroom space. That, they say, would allow students to spread out and reduce their risk of spreading the coronavirus. Carol Stanton, a 25-year teacher, put it this way to the board.
Our classrooms are too small and classes too large to have physical distancing without additional school spaces.
School board member Paul Robbins Jr. said it was always the intention to revisit safety measures. He said he supported leasing extra sites as long as students were in front of certified teachers. Earlier versions of the pandemic plan would have split the class, half in front of a teacher, half in front of a teacher's aide. But the district scrapped that plan after fierce criticism from parents, according to Superintendent Beth Lougy. In the new concept, Lougy says entire grade levels, teachers and all, could move off-site. She says that would make sure students learn from a certified teacher every day. Lougy said starting with students spread between schools and other buildings would also make it easier to switch to smaller class sizes if the pandemic worsens in Ketchikan.
Because we're ready, and then we can adjust to what is now our contingency plan.
Great.
And it doesn't... We're not losing approximately 4 weeks of school.
She said the extra space would also mean less mixing between groups, which would limit the potential spread of the coronavirus. Board member Leslie Becker asked when it would be appropriate to get back to some semblance of the old normal.
At what point are we going to quit requiring masks? You know, we've got this on the low level. I mean, everything straight across the board here, we hear a mixed pushback from the community. I would be on the preferential, the more freedom and no masking, but I'm just asking the question. I'm not trying to make this a political issue.
The superintendent replied that it's not yet clear when the district would stop requiring masks. She emphasized that even after the board's vote, the district's pandemic mitigation plan remains a work in progress. Nearly 4 hours after the meeting began, after hearing from all sides, the body voted unanimously to adopt a list of requirements to keep kids safe as they head back for full-time instruction. That includes mandatory masks for all staff and students, temperature checks for everyone entering buildings, and extra classroom space for students to spread out. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.